year began with lunch. We have always found that New Year's Eve, with its 11th-hour excesses and doomed resolutions, is a dismal occasion. And so, when we heard that over in the village of La Coste, the proprietor of Le Simian was offering a 6-course lunch with pink champagne to his amiable clientele, it seemed like a much more cheerful way to start the next 12 months. By 12:30, the little stone-walled restaurant was full. The proprietor, a man who had somehow perfected the art of hovering despite his considerable size, was dressed for the day in a velvet smoking jacket and bow tie. His moustache, sleek with pomade, quivered with enthusiasm as he rhapsodized over the menu. Foie gras, lobster mousse, beef en croûte, hand-picked cheeses, desserts of a miraculous lightness. It was a gastronomic aria which he performed at each table, kissing the tips of his fingers so often that he must have blistered his lips. The final bon appétit died away, and a companionable near silence descended on the restaurant as the food received its due attention. While we ate, my wife and I thought of previous New Year's days, most of them spent under impenetrable cloud in England. It was hard to associate the sunshine and dense blue sky outside with the 1st of January, but as everybody kept telling us, it was quite normal. After all, we were en Provence. We had been here often before as tourists, and always when we left, with peeling noses and regret, we promised ourselves that one day we would live here. And now...